welcome to episode number one, first one ever of Pop Culture Panic Podcast, where we talk about movies, music, media, you know, TV, celebrities, all that kind of stuff. And we are here recording secretly from the basement of James Cameron. I am Arthur Sprinkle, here with
Harold Mitch Mitchell
and Nicole James.
All right.
Should we kick it off with some entertainment news?
Indeed.
Nicole, that's your department. You want to tell us what's going on?
It's been happening.
Okay, I was just reading on E! News' website, and I'm very glad that somebody brought up this point about Michael Jackson. You know, everybody wants to place the blame on his doctor and everything like that, but now they're saying, you know, he pretty much did it to himself. And
Wait. The blame for what?
For his death.
He died.
He did.
You know what? Come to think of it, I might have heard something about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was on every single magazine cover.
And every news station in the world.
The thing is, of course, it's his fault. I mean, who else are you going to blame?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not like someone was force-feeding him drugs.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, the richest man in the world, basically, you know, I mean, he has money to throw around. I mean, who's not going to take that kind of money to...
Right. It doesn't make the doctor any less of a scumbag.
Right.
But ultimately, the responsibility has to be on the guy who's sticking his arm out, rolling his sleeve up, and saying, shoot me full of poison.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, you got a point with the money thing. I mean, if you have that kind of money, if you have money to be like, okay, I'm going to have an amusement park in my backyard, probably you're going to find some sort of drug you like and just make sure it keeps coming.
You just have to.
I mean, I would.
Get the money. Send me the drug catalog.
Tell me you would. If you had millions and millions and millions of dollars, tell me you would not at least find something that was just a little naughty that you liked and would just be like, yeah, keep that.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if there was totally a drug catalog for, like, Hollywood?
There probably
just,
is.
Just, like, see Lindsay Lohan flipping through.
The doctor is, like, the sales rep. He's in there just like, well, you could go with the $40 weed, but the $600 heroin, that's really going to hit you in the sweet spot. that's what you're looking for right there. Here's the thing. What did he die from? Wasn't it some kind of anesthetic?
I think
something?
So. Wasn't it something like what they use basically to put you under for surgery? Is that how he was sleeping?
Right.
I don't know.
What
I
the
would
hell?
Have to...
I've heard no details about...
That's not even
on.
A high. You know what I mean? That's not even I want to see pink unicorns or whatever. I mean, that's...
Yeah, like, I've been through surgery 3 times. Every time, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, you're talking to people in the OR or whatever, and then you are out, and then just, like, magic, you, like, wake up and you start, like, hearing voices around me,
oh,
around
dude, yeah,
you.
Yeah, when I had all four of my wisdom teeth out at once, that's the only time I've had been put under like that, but it was exactly like that. Like, they put an IV in me, they did all this stuff, and then they put a cup, you know, little nose cups over my face and said, okay, count to 3 or 10, or probably, I think they say count to 10, but I got to, like, 3.
Yeah,
it was that fast. And
that's really fast.
One,
yeah, I barely get
1, 2, 3, and, but it is that quick. It's like, you go out, like, you just kind of close your eyes and fall asleep, and then what seems like a split second later, your eyes open and it's done.
It's terrifying.
It's just, like, out,
that's
done.
That's terrifying. Yeah. There's no way I can do it. Is that an experience that you would think, like, yeah, I want...
No, because if you're under anesthetic, no, like it takes hours to wear off. Like, I don't know, you feel like so groggy for so long after being under. I always have, but I mean, I've had major surgeries. You had wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I just had the wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that. Here's the thing, though. You know, I've noticed with Michael Jackson, with the insane, like, over coverage of Michael Jackson's death, which I, you know.
And here we are talking about it.
Because it's in the news.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know what I've figured out is that nobody that I talk to or nobody that I know is a Michael Jackson fan until Michael Jackson's song comes on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody's running around. I don't know anybody who's running around sporting a Thriller t-shirt and being like, like, dude, I love Michael Jackson so much. But when a song comes on, everybody's just like, yeah, that's a pretty damn good song.
And it everyone, he was really good.
Everyone is thinking, oh, hell yeah. When the song comes on, they're like, yes.
I remember, like, totally rocking out to his Bad album when I was, like, 8 years old. I mean, it was, like, the best thing in the world.
Here's the thing. Can Smooth anything criminal. That you rocked out to when you're 8 years old be good?
Yes.
I actually downloaded it and put it on my iPod and listened to it when I was on the treadmill a couple weeks ago.
No, I'm totally guilty. Once he died, I got a hold of the number one hits album. I listened to the crap out of that for like 3 days at work. And, like, I loved the song Dirty Diana. That song rocks. It's so great. But I would never in a million years, if people were talking about Michael Jackson, I would never pipe up and be like, dude, I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty good. No, dude, seriously. I mean, I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So he's dead now. And there's I don't think, I mean, can you envision, I've said this before about U2. Like, I think U2 is the last biggest band in the world. And Michael Jackson is probably the last biggest pop star in the world. Because everything is so diversified now. There's so much, there's so many ways to get your media and get your music now. You've got the internet and television and satellite radio and all this crap that you can basically pick whatever you want. Whereas before, it was like everything was freaking forced down your throat. Like, Michael Jackson was everywhere. It didn't matter if you liked Michael Jackson or not. You were going to hear his songs. Period. Whereas nowadays, you'll hear whatever you want to hear. There's no...
Yeah, you'll hear whatever's on your iPod, or whatever's on your computer, or whatever. I mean, not many people listen to the radio hardly anymore. I mean, especially when you have things like your iPod can plug into your car, or do the thing where, it creates a radio station where you tune your radio to the station that your iPod is broadcasting.
Right.
And, I mean, you're listening, everyone's listening to whatever the hell
they
want to
listen
to.
Can I do that on my iPod?
I don't know.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that I get accused all the time of listening to obscure music. Like, my sister's always telling me, you only like bands that nobody's ever heard of except in an internet chat room somewhere, or something like that. And it's not like that. It's not like I seek out obscure music. But when you're online 24 hours a day, like the fucking zombie that I am, all day long, you hear about stuff that's not being played on the radio because you talk to people who have heard of this band, you like that band, you listen to it, then you go to a website devoted to that band's music and other fans are talking about other bands that they like or whatever. Before you know it, you have an entire library of music that no one's ever heard of. And it's not because you're trying to be a freak or trying to be like Mr. Indie Guy or whatever. It's just that I have no use for the radio anymore. Why do I want to sit and listen to people talk?
Yeah.
Or the same damn song 30 times a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's eventually, like, soon here, they're really going to have to, like, completely redo how they do radio. Or people are just going to stop listening. Which means any independent radios, like the ones that do little phone-a-thons every year because they don't have commercials, although they do still have plenty of commercials. Right. They depend on people to send in money.
The river sucks. River pisses me off. Okay, I'm going to go on a little tiny rant about the river. The river pisses me off so badly because it's, for anybody listening who doesn't know what the river is, it's a college radio station here in Omaha. They used to be great. I used to love listening to them all the time. Then they started playing what pretty much everybody else in the world plays.
I barely even never find anything good on that station anymore. It was the last good station in the area.
What ticks me off is that they go once a year, they go into this, like, phone-a-thon thing where they're raising money and it's irritating for a week or 3 days or however long.
No, it's a week
long,
like, isn't it?
Freaking 3 months that they do it.
It seems like forever.
But they do this, and the whole idea is like, oh, we're raising money so that you can listen to commercial-free radio, which is not commercial-free.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Not at all.
In fact, it's just as many commercials as any other radio station. The way their definition of commercial-free is, we're not sporting commercials for Alltel and Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're music commercials. Like, they interrupt their music play just as often, but it's all about, like, advertising stuff about their college because it's a college radio station. It's
right. Like stuff or about their sponsors.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, but they have. Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't have commercials, but we have people who donate a lot of money, and we're going to tell you about them a lot.
Right. So, and the fact of the matter is,
commercial.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's McDonald's or if it's, you know, the college or their sponsors or whatever. All I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah. That doesn't sound like Franz Ferdinand. I'm changing the channel. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Or that does sound like Franz Ferdinand. I'm changing the channel.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that just it really, really annoys me. And you know, I don't even know what I'm talking about because that's why I haven't listened to the radio for 2 years. Because I can find all kinds of new music every day. There's so much music out there. I have crap in my iTunes library that I have actually, like, I'll be talking to somebody about a band and I'll think, wow, that sounds really interesting. I should download that and listen to it. So I'll download the album, go to import it into my iTunes library, and find out I've already got it. Because I already talked to somebody 6 months ago about it, but I have so much music that's interesting that I like that I can't keep up with it myself. You know, so, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I just don't like the radio much anymore.
Mm-mm. No. I think we can all agree that radio sucks.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yay, internet and free music.
Yeah.
Not that we're advocating BitTorrent or ISO Hunt.
Don't
download free music. And actually, we'll save that for another time. Okay, so we'll save that until people like us. And then we'll talk freely.
This is episode 1. Let's not make enemies yet.
Right.
Wait till we have an alliance.
Okay, so what else is in the news? What's going on?
I saw that they were gonna, like, revamp Scrubs. I had no idea. I thought it was just going off of the air.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I was reading that both Judy Reyes, who was Carla, and Sarah Chalk, Elliot, are both pregnant.
Really?
And neither of them were expected to be, as they said, on the revamped Scrubs.
Are they pregnant from the same guy?
I would hope not.
That would be hot.
I would hope so.
It didn't say who Judy Reyes
awesome
was pregnant
like,
by, but it
I
said...
I impregnated both of the female stars of Scrubs.
Wow.
Said Sarah Chalk was pregnant from her fiancé, some entertainment lawyer or something like that.
Wow.
I'm just going to put this out there, because I have to, while we're mentioning this, Sarah Chalk is hot.
She is pretty.
Sarah Chalk is hot.
I liked her
since Roseanne.
Wow. Of course, you were 12 then, so...
True. She's still...
Sarah Chalk is... She's like a motherfucking shapeshifter. There are episodes where I see her, and I think, holy cow, she really is hot. And then there's other episodes where I just think...
It's like, the earlier episodes. She wasn't very...
Yeah,
like, she was cute, but... I think season three, they, like, cut her hair all good and highlighted it and choppy and stylish and put some makeup on her.
I don't know that I'd buy that, because I think...
Like Julia Roberts? Julia Roberts?
What about
Julia Roberts?
I've always thought of her as one of those people who, like, sometimes is beautiful and sometimes is... Yeah!
She's okay.
I don't know if it's the camera angle, the makeup, the hair, or what, but, like, sometimes she's appealing and sometimes she's totally not.
The thing with Julia Roberts is that she's always hot. She's just a repulsive person.
Oh. So it's the moments when her personality comes through.
Right.
You're like...
When her inner self shines out, you want to go hide. But when she shuts up and smiles and
walks away from you and you look about halfway down,
that's when she's okay, you know, but that's true of most women, so.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Who's the bitterest man in the living room?
That's from Friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you better get used to the Friends quotes.
Yeah.
I actually feel saddened
that I didn't recognize a Friends quote.
You know what? At some point it became uncool to like Friends.
It really did.
I know. All of a sudden I was making Friends quotes and people weren't recognizing them. I'm like, that's from Friends. And like, I fucking hate that show.
Yeah, like suddenly if you like Friends, you're gay. Period.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was passionate about Friends.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was the best show in the world.
I still am. Friends
ever.
Is great.
It's so great. But I thought it was like, just the person I was talking to, because the first time it happened where someone was like, dude, I Oh, I hate... I mean, they didn't just not like Friends or like, I don't think that's funny. They hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it. Like, they, to the point where they're like insulting in general, just a blanket insultment over anyone who likes the show. I made up a word. How would you nounify that?
Blatant insult.
And by the way, nounify was a
blanket
made up word.
Insult.
A blanket insult. Yeah, I guess. How do you noun? How do you make a noun out of insult? wait. Anyway, it's like a blanket insult over anybody who liked Friends. And I was like, wow, this person's an idiot. And then, but then I kept talking to more people. Like, it started my curiosity. Like, I was like, okay, I'm sure plenty of other people like Friends, right? It was like one of the top shows for how many years? So I started talking to
looking
more.
Looking around at all your, yeah, like Friends, right? Guys?
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 Right? Friends! But, the more people I talked to, it just seemed like everyone, like everyone else I talked to, hated Friends.
Well,
and I was like,
here's the
what
deal.
The hell?
Here's the
Have
deal
you ever
Friends.
Watched it?
Friends has absolutely no cool cachet because it was the most popular show ever. And it was full of good-looking young people.
Yeah.
And tweens liked it and whatever. So it really didn't matter. I mean, once something becomes popular enough, really doesn't matter if it's good or not. You're gonna have the section of people that don't like it because it's popular.
Right, right, right.
And sadly,
there's always the people who steer away from something just because it's popular.
Right,
I hate that.
Yeah, I do too. Because, well, here's the and this is coming from somebody who doesn't like a lot of popular stuff.
Right, right.
I think a lot of popular stuff is garbage, but it's just silly and ridiculous to. say something sucks just because it's popular, and that Friends is absolutely a victim of that. Absolutely
yeah.
a victim of that. Because
yeah.
that show is
oh,
funny
yeah.
as hell.
Oh yeah, yeah. Friends is one of those shows, like you said. I believe you a quote from you. I'm probably misquoting, but when you throw a Friends DVD in the DVD player, and you would just like let it play in the background, like Friends would just be on in your house. While you're doing things, and it felt like home.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
When you hear Friends going on, it feels like home to me. That's how much I like the show.
Yeah.
But
it's like comfort food television.
Yeah, it's comfort food. I just love it. But I mean, is it a victim of like? Is it just a generational thing? Is it because?
Is I
really
it
because,
think
like,
it is.
I'm thinking back on it, and I'm pretty sure everyone I talked to that hated it was approximately
five years younger than me.
I mean, right. Is it just because, like, as they were getting really into funny TV shows, Friends was
kind of
nearing its final episode? Is that
yeah.
why?
But I love Friends, you love Friends, and you're 6 years younger than I am.
That's true. See?
But
okay, here's
but
what
he
you're
was
gonna...
also older when it came out than these people would have been. Like, they would have been, I mean, think of...
Yeah, I mean...
Like,
but
like,
you know what, on the other hand, there's this side of the coin, too, is that I have a friend who is... crazy about Boy Meets World.
He started right? that show.
And that show was super popular.
That show was actually pretty
I think
funny.
That show sucks.
Well, I'm saying that from an experience when I was 10, but I thought that show was hilarious when I was 10.
I used to watch yeah. it every Friday night on TGIF.
Mm. But it was definitely your basically... I mean, that show was pretty much your iCarly quality
yeah.
type
right.
of show, you know? I mean,
right.
it's just like, let's take... just a little bit of the boing zang zip out of a stupid cartoon and make it into a sitcom.
That was like the most perfect quote.
You know what I mean, though? It's like, let's take the goofiest humor and just make it slightly hip enough to appeal to tweens.
Right.
And make it a...
You know what I basically remember most about Boy Meets World is every time I turned it on, I would look at it and think, you're not Fred Savage.
Hey, stop trying to be Fred Savage. You're not Fred Savage.
You're not Fred Savage at all.
Yeah,
I don't know. To me...
not the Wonder Years at all.
Oh, and how great was the Wonder Years?
Oh, before we go off on that, I just want to point out...
We don't have to go off on it.
Oh, we can totally go off on that. I would go off on Wonder Years. Yeah. Off on
I liked Wonder Years, but I don't hold the same passion as you two do for Wonder Years.
That's so amazing.
Ooh. That was probably pretty loud. Just wanted to point out that just, you know, being the first episode, explaining a little more, this is the kind of stuff you will find on on Pop Culture Panic is, you know, there is a, I'm not saying other people like us don't exist, but, you know, there is a large group of people out there who, you know, they cannot be part of the popular crowd, so they just like to, they like everything that's not popular, and then there's those people who just like whatever is on the top 40 hits, and whatever is the most popular movie right now, or, you know, if they're watching a movie and something hasn't exploded in the first 2 minutes, they walk out of the theater.
We were talking about the explosion factor earlier. Yeah, we'll have to get into that later.
We will, okay, remind us, Nicole, remind us to get into the explosion factor later, but...
Okay.
What you will find here is that we will not dislike something just because it's popular, and we will not only like things that are unpopular. What we like is quality. Strange concept, but we like quality. If a movie, you know, is...
And can I just toss in that quality is not subjective, contrary to popular belief?
Yes! Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Because there is... I'll give you a perfect example. Music, okay? I used to be a little too judgmental with music, right? Mm-hmm. I used to hate country, hate rap. I loved alternative music, you know, anything that resembled Pearl Jam, Nirvana, you know, Silverchair. No, not Silverchair. What's the other? Isn't there another band that got their name from a Narnia book or something? No, Alice, never mind. Forget it. Alice in Chains. I don't know why I thought it was Silverchair.
Oh, I remember Alice in Chains. That was book six.
Okay, sorry. Misquoted about whatever.
Oh, anyway. Speaking of Narnia, okay, remind me about Narnia.
Okay, but a perfect example was, you know, I came to a point in my life where I don't prefer country music, but I stopped bashing it, because what I would bash is the, like, okay, can you think of a very stereotypical, I'm popular just because I'm appealing to the lowest common denominator country star right now, like...
All of them.
Like all of them.
No, so. Don't be
doing
that. There's a few good ones.
No, there's a lot of good ones. I'm just going to go on the record and say, fuck country music.
Okay. Like, you mean like Shania Twain?
No, well...
Reba McEntire?
In the beginning, but she kind of kept going long enough to redeem herself. And
Tim McGraw, Toby Keith.
Okay, but whatever.
I'm only throwing out shitty names.
Right.
So I don't even know if these are country stars. I'm making them up because they sound country.
I like a couple songs by Dierks Bentley.
See, that sounds yeah.
But he's really good.
Okay, but anyway, let me just say.
I don't want to fly out and admit that I like country.
Okay. Anywho,
sorry. If you're going to try and defend country music, it's going to turn into this.
No, I know. It's acceptable. You know, I'm not going to be too offended because I used to be in that group where I just insult any country music artist. But I got to a point where. What I recognized was that, hey, I may not prefer to listen to country music, but there are certain types of country music that I will say, that's bullshit. That person got together with some sort of music producer and put out whatever they knew would be a top hit, and there is no artistry there.
Right,
none.
Right.
But there's other things, like, okay, who is the guy, Lyle Lovett?
Yeah.
Okay? Just looking at pictures of him, I figured he was a dork and made stupid music, but...
Why? Just because he looks like a clown without makeup on?
Yes.
That's a perfect description.
That is a perfect description. He looks like a clown without makeup on. It. But you know what? That guy is fucking talented.
Yeah.
I mean, he played a song. In fact, that may have been the turning point. I don't know. I still don't like country music. I don't prefer it. But what it came down to is, like, you know, it's about quality. Like, I may not prefer to listen to this country song, but I will recognize that, damn, that guy's got talent. This is a good country song. Mm-hmm. I'd rather listen to something else. But
which just really speaks to the quality of country music.
But
this is a great country song. I'd rather listen to something else.
Yeah. The best of the best of country songs still turns your stomach.
You know what though? I know what you're saying though, because
my point is, like, you know, I was like, this guy clearly he stands out from everybody else. Mm-hmm. You may not hear his song on the top 40 because
he looks like a clown.
because he's not playing to the lowest common denominator. Right. This is what everyone's gonna love. The guy's an artist.
Yeah.
He put artistry into his music, and I love that. Yeah. And I actually I loved that country song. I wish I could remember what it was.
Well, here's the deal. I like just to give an example. And I actually at my former place of employment, they really liked old school country. like really old school.
Like Johnny Cash old school, or like Hank
like
Williams?
Johnny, yes, there's both of those. Merle Haggard, like that kind of thing.
There's a tear in my beer.
And I kind of got, I kind of acquired an appreciation for that music. So much would rather listen to that than fucking Tim McGraw, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because there's at least, manufactured or not, there's at least a sense of authenticity to that
right,
music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good word to describe it. Authenticity, because you just...
I like, there's, have you ever heard of a guy named Fred Eagle Smith?
Yes.
Okay. I have an album by Fred Eagle Smith, and I love it. And there is no, I Lyle love it. There,
wow.
Nice. I apologize
he
for that.
Really low.
I apologize. I mean, there's no denying that there's a strong, strong country vibe coming off that album, although it's more of a country rock than anything
right.
else. But it's a great album, and I can appreciate that. But again, I mean, getting back to what you were saying, it's the sense of authenticity, it's the idea that he's not crafting a shiny pop hit that, you know, is designed to go to number one or whatever. Not
right.
that there's anything wrong. I mean, there's plenty of great number one songs that are good. Just none of the ones that I don't like.
Yes.
So, and because of that, I think a reworked Scrubs is not going to work.
Holy crap, I forgot we were talking about Scrubs.
Yeah.
Seriously get off on all that because of Scrubs?
Somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that is a good point, though.
Scrubs without JD is pointless. Turk without JD is pointless. I love Turk, but Turk does not stand on his own.
And Turk
character.
And Dr. Cox are not going to flow.
You know what else, though?
No.
I mean, I know the whole thing is like, you know, JD, okay, I'm sorry, the narration of the show is JD.
Yeah.
All the little weird, crazy imaginations or weird scenes that with crazy cartoony funniness, those are JD's imagination. The whole show is like, it revolves around JD. But JD doesn't work without Turk, in my opinion. Like, he would still be... I mean, okay.
He doesn't work as well.
Okay, that's a better description of it. He doesn't work as well without Turk, and I really don't think the show would be as popular as it was if it was just JD and not Turk, because I would say close to 50% of the funniness and appeal of JD's personality is how it bounces off Turk and how
yeah.
they interact together.
I love
that. I mean, the other 50% is him and Dr. Cox.
Yeah, I was going to say Cox
and
is
then,
a big
yeah,
factor.
And then everyone else is like JD, and everyone else makes up like 1% of the interaction funniness.
Right.
Well, Janitor.
Yeah, Janitor's great.
Okay,
Ted's
great.
Kelso's great. Janitor's not coming back. Janitor
Kelso,
got his own show. Well, maybe not his own show, but he got another show.
Kelso's funny interaction is actually more often, I would say, with Cox. I don't know.
I think Kelso's funny all
yeah.
the
time.
I mean,
he's kind of a dick to everyone all around,
right.
but I don't think it's like mainly like always a Kelso and JD exchange.
Right.
Like, you know,
yeah, yeah.
It's kind of Kelso oversees everybody, and therefore
yeah.
his interaction really is on the show
with everybody.
About even with everybody.
You know, the other thing, too, is I wish they would just let it die a dignified death, because I thought... Did you guys watch the final episode?
No, we
mm-hmm.
didn't watch the last...
So good.
Last season or the last
really,
two
was it?
Seasons.
They didn't screw it up or did
no, well,
stupid?
I thought the last season was pretty weak. I mean, it was... You could tell they're running out of juice, and they were trying to already transition, put more focus on the new interns, you know, and all of that. But there, I thought, you know, and maybe I'm a sucker for it just because I love that show...
Such
I
a
love
good
that show. It's such a great
good.
Show, and it's unlike anything else that's on TV. But the final bit where JD, like, they did this kind of musical montage where JD was, like, imagining the future and how everything would go if he had his way, you know? And it was just like, I don't know, it was a great moment. And they did it to a song that I knew from the Magnetic Fields, but... My understanding now is that that song was a remake. The song Magnetic Fields is a band, and they have a brilliant album called 69 Love Songs. It's actually three discs. that are fantastic. So, so good. You have to get your hands on. I'll
okay. It sounds intriguing. 69 love songs, huh?
I'll buy you a copy.
I'll buy you a copy.
But it's great. But anyway, they do a song called Book of Love, and I thought it was an original, but evidently somebody else does it. Peter Gabriel or somebody like that. But anyway, they do this song called Book of Love, and it's a musical montage, and it's JD imagining the future and how everything might go and whatever. And it was just great. I mean, I'm not going to deny that I didn't sniffle a little bit and feel misty.
Whatever happened with JD and Kim, did they work it out? I know that they had a kid.
Who? JD and...
And Kim.
Elizabeth no, Banks. He ends up with Elliot.
Does he really? Yay!
But, kind of. Because it's left up in the air, because he's moving. He's like, the last episode is spoilers. He's leaving Sacred Heart to go move. He's moving so that he can be near his son.
Okay, that was my next question.
But he's with Elliot at that point, but they didn't answer it. Like, they didn't answer, like,
say, like,
so
they
what's
going to
happen?
Married and, yeah. Happily ever after.
Right, because as far as I remember, she was staying at Sacred Heart, and he was...
See, I hate it when they see. You know, if they want to have a sad, melancholy, nice, you know, an Edward Scissorhands ending to something, which, just in case anyone wonders, that's the standard by which I gauge any kind of melancholy movie ending is gauged with Edward Scissorhands. Because try and fucking tell me there's a better melancholy ending. Yeah.
No, that's great.
But
Titanic.
No,
I didn't really think so.
Oh yeah,
but
fuck you! I love Titanic. Titanic,
you know what's funny? We saw Titanic once in the theater,
yeah.
And then I went and I bought the Titanic, the VHS, when it came out. You know,
sweet. Wow, it's that old.
I know, right?
Came out on VHS.
And I think I watched it once at home, and I don't even think I finished it. I never watched it again.
Titanic is one of those movies. If it's on TV and I'm flipping through the channels and I hit it, I'm stuck.
Really? Like,
that's it. I'm watching the next 7 hours because it's... I think Titanic is brilliant, and I know that it's... Whatever. Titanic gets a lot of hate, but it's like it's fucking Hollywood filmmaking.
Oh my God. I was
best.
So
I mean,
in love with Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's epic and huge
and
romantic.
Why I fucking hated it. So I'm gonna just throw that out there.
He was so mad that I thought he was so
cute.
I'm
not insulting the movie, I guess. I really have an unfair grudge against that movie because at the time, the girl that I liked loved the fucking star of that movie.
It's the reason why everyone my age hates New Kids on the Block. It doesn't matter whether or not New Kids on
all their fucking girlfriends.
I don't even know what if they're any good at all. I just know they can suck
it hard
because everyone that I was in love with
liked New Kids on the Block better.
Yeah, and
that
was
my tween,
you know,
music, my like 9 to 12 music.
New Kids?
Yeah.
New Kids rocked it before fucking Backstreet Boys.
They
and
did.
Sync
Backstreet
up.
Boys sucked.
I don't even know what any of them sing. All I know is
I could name them. I went through my bubblegum pop stage when I was 18, 19.
You were 18, 19. Woman. I remember you rocking on Britney Spears like 30 minutes ago.
But that was like when I was like between like 18 and 20, that was like all I listened to was like Mandy Moore and Britney Spears. Okay, you want some Backstreet Boys
what
songs?
What happened to Mandy Moore?
She's trying to be an actress.
She was in Saved.
Yeah,
she was also in
The
Walk to Remember.
She was on Scrubs.
She was on Scrubs. She played a girl that
JD
liked.
She was actually
don't tell people you've seen A Walk to Remember.
I'm just
Can
saying.
Can we watch that together? I don't
know.
She was on Scrubs?
Yeah, she was hilarious
on
Scrubs.
She did an awesome job on
Scrubs. She was
Scrubs.
The girl who was clumsy as hell, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Like, JD dated, and, like, everything she did ended up, like, she would trip over stuff and fall over it.
I know it sounds
like cheap slapstick humor, but they pulled it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, she
slapstick
was really
humor
good.
Can be gold when it's well.
Hey, you know what? Another thing that I was also strangely, I was shocked to find out everyone thought was stupid. I fucking love the Three Stooges, you know. I still find a lot of...
Who the hell thinks the Three Stooges are stupid?
I've never gotten into the Three Stooges.
I have found plenty of people who think they're retarded.
You know what? Those
like,
people can go fucking...
But I've never really...
suicide.
I've never given them a fair chance. I honestly have never really watched more than 5 minutes of the Three Stooges.
Well, but you know what? Really, that's all you need. You only need 5 minutes of the Stooges because they just will replay. I mean, that's what I, it's. We should it's look up funny to smack people. That's what, yeah, that's what it is.
It's funny to smack people.
Yes,
and it's hilarious. It, you know, nobody in the fucking world laughs like. That's why that's awesome.
Yes,
because he does it every time.
Did you guys hear that movie's falling apart?
They're making a movie of the Three Stooges.
Yeah, they're making a movie about the Three Stooges, and tell me this cast isn't great. As Mo,
which one's
got,
Mo?
Mo's the.
Bull haircut.
Bull haircut. Okay. The guy, you know, he's always angry. They got Benicio del Toro for that.
Okay.
For who the hell's that?
He was in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was in Traffic, right?
Yeah, he was in Traffic.
Okay, good.
For Larry, Sean Penn.
Larry, is he the bald
one? Oh, my gosh.
He's got, like, hair that kind of sticks out.
Yeah, perfect. Kind of frizzy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sean Penn for Larry. And then for Curly, they got Jim Carrey, who was putting on a bunch of weight and shaving his head and going to fatten up to play Curly. And you know Jim Carrey could do Curly.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, he could do anybody.
He's almost been doing Curly for most of his career, right? But here's the sad thing. Sean Penn dropped out, so they got rid of that.
Why, did he find it, like, not PC or something?
You know what? Something about needing to spend time with his family or some bullshit.
Like, did he need to go talk to Osama bin Laden or something?
I need to spend some time with my family for the media.
No, he's married to
bad dad.
He's married to Princess Buttercup, and, yeah, and they've been having problems, I guess.
He's Princess Buttercup. He is, though. He's married to fucking Princess Buttercup, yeah, and I envy him.
Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah. I do not envy him.
I do, because, no. I don't need to play. Yeah, so anyway. But so he dropped out, and then Jim Carrey dropped out a while back, and they didn't say why.
Lame.
However, get this. Tell me this isn't good.
Jack Black, Curly?
No. Although that might be good.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
He would do it, and he would do it well.
Yeah. So he'll do anything, and he could do that well.
Say so, my God.
But they did replace Larry, and you know who they replaced him with?
Who?
Paul Giamatti.
Okay. That's
from
good.
Sideways.
Paul Giamatti. It's just...
I don't think I've seen Sideways.
He's got a new movie out
name.
Called Cold Souls. It looks good.
Paul Giamatti's awesome.
Paul Giamatti would be great. He'd be great. But anyway, yes, that movie's
so
like...
So they haven't replaced Curly.
They haven't replaced Curly. And I don't know.
Dude,
who they could get.
Okay.
Jack Black, though, that'd be
please,
great.
Please, if anyone hears this podcast and has contacts in Hollywood, if for some reason no one has thought of Jack Black...
Maybe we should go upstairs.
You are stupid,
and
James they should call Jack Black right now, because...
Somebody's taking a meeting with him right now.
If anyone...
I mean, they went down their list, and they were like, okay, who are all the fat people in Hollywood...
who can act crazy
Jack Black
and kooky.
And John Goodman. Well, get their agents on the phone.
Okay, so we can either have Jack Black stay the weight he's at, or we can have John Goodman lose 300 pounds to get down to Curly's
nice.
Weight.
We could pretend that Curly ate Shemp and we could cast John Goodman.
Has he gotten really big again?
Yeah. Well, did he ever get not big?
He did.
AKA lose weight.
There was a time, I don't remember, I remember he hosted Saturday Night Live, I couldn't tell you what...
1953.
No, it was the early 2000s. Doesn't that sound so weird to say the early 2000s?
Yeah.
You can't say, like, the early 20s.
Well, hey,
like, the early
sorry, 20s. Don't lose your frame of thought, but something weird I thought about is, when I say the 20s, mm-hmm. or the 30s,
yeah.
you think of 1920,
yeah.
1930. Yeah. Pretty soon, we're going to be in 2020, and people can start referring to that as the 20s.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be
you
weird.
You know, people refer to
we're
the 2000s as the noughties.
Really?
Yeah, because what? Not means nothing. Zero.
Oh.
So,
weird.
Zero is called
stupid. Not like
people
it.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, especially since there's nothing naughty. Like it
oh,
all
there's
became,
been a lot of naughty stuff. In
but
the
not really. Like, this is the decade when naughty became okay. This is the decade when Paris Hilton sucked a dick on video and then started... You know,
I hate what the world is becoming.
Like selling clothes at fucking Sears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's nothing you can do anymore. What can you do now? What can you do now?
Dude, have you seen
to put yourself on the outs?
I'm gonna.
With the media.
Yeah.
You can't.
Okay. I'm just gonna sound like an old person, but and I already know the answer to this. But have you seen Lady Gaga's video for
Love Games.
Love Games?
No, but Lady Gaga can suck it.
She is so ugly.
She looks like she can.
I don't care about her being ugly. I just know that her music makes me want to hurt somebody.
Yeah, it's like the most commercial.
I watched the video for Love Games, and I'm telling you, I know people have been saying this for years because people have obviously, that's how you get attention is, I don't care, since the 20s, you know, the way you get attention is to push the envelope. Marilyn Monroe, you push the envelope.
She was like the 40s, not the 20s, dude.
I'm not saying she was in the 20s, okay. I'm just saying, I'm naming people, everyone who gets super famous, they kind of push the envelope.
Right.
So that's the way to get popular, and sex sells, so people are constantly pushing the envelope.
Yeah, sex sells.
Yeah.
And I'm buying.
So people are constantly pushing the envelope of sexiness and
right.
sex appeal and what they show on videos, but what I'm saying is, I know people have been saying this for decades, but I'm pretty sure they can't go any further in music videos without showing cock. They can't. Yes, or boobs. Like they can't. You can't get any more explicit in videos than just showing people having sex, dick, and everything.
The
like
full-born penetration.
Yes. Everything, because I mean, Lady Gaga's
really
video,
that's going to be a $1 zillion idea. Somebody's going to meld porn and music videos, and they're going to make $1 million.
Dude, you're actually right.
I know I'm right.
But anyway, it's happening because Lady Gaga's video. She's pretty much.
Isn't she gay?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she's gay.
But she's wearing.
She should be.
She's wearing the least amount of clothes that you can possibly wear on TV, and so it looks like she's naked.
Right.
And pretty much riding a guy's crotch, just riding him.
Maybe not so good.
I mean, just doing that, just doing the motion, and you're like, okay, that's light porn now. We're up to light porn now.
That's what we used to have to watch Scrambled on.
Yeah. Dude, I would watch things that weren't as explicit as that on Scrambled television.
Yeah. Remember that back in the golden age? When you'd be like watching, trying to get a Scrambled cable channel? I know, I gotta pee too.
Me too.
Don't leave, though.
Okay.
We're close.
No, we're good. We can make it another
20
minutes.
Okay, sexiest music video of all time. I know what mine is.
And I
also have a runner-up.
I bet I know what yours is.
Really?
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rock the Cradle of Love.
Oh, that's my runner-up.
That's a good one.
It's my runner-up, but that's close. That's why I said I had a runner-up. That's what it is.
Okay.
Life Cradle of Sexy.
I know.
What? Oh.
I know.
No. Wicked Game.
Wicked Game?
Chris Isaac.
Oh, I just thought of a good one.
Wait.
The Aerosmith ones with Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone. Even though I don't like those songs that much, the videos are hot.
How did Wicked Game go? Because I was thinking, the only thing I could think of, I can think of another insanely sexy video by Chris Isaac, and that was I Won't Fall in Love.
That's the same
song. Is that Wicked Game?
Yeah,
okay.
Wicked Game.
That's what I was going to say, because I thought, if he has another one that's more sexy than that one, oh my god, yeah. Please.
No, that's the only
song
Chris
on
the Isaac
internet.
Ever had.
Okay.
He had that, they did a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got a song called Graduation Day on the Beautiful Girls soundtrack that's fantastic.
Beautiful Girls, that was a great movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie. It's a great soundtrack, too. There's a song, on that soundtrack. Oh, it's the Afghan Whigs. Does anyone remember the Afghan Whigs? They have a song called Gentlemen. It was awesome. Anyway, they do a cover of Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Hot.
Really?
It is so amazing.
Oh, you showed me that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember you showed me that. That song has so much freaking energy by the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's crazy.
It doesn't matter if you've heard the song before or not, the original or the remake, but...
Yeah.
The cover, but you just want to get up and freaking dance.
Yeah, it's crazy good. But anyway, yeah, Wicked Game, sexiest music video of all time.
Yeah, I'd have to probably...
And who was the chick in that video?
Helena Christensen.
Okay.
I believe so. Double check, look me up online, but I'm almost positive.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm just going to
say. I'll say another one. I'm not going to sit here and say that this is my sexiest video of all time, but I'm just going to say it's a sexy one that stands out in my mind that I always remember. Believe it or not, Madonna. But what was the one she did that where the video was... Say Goodbye, I think.
Helena Christensen.
What do you call the guys who fight bulls?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Take a Bow, is that what
Take a Bow, sorry.
I've never heard of that.
Take a Bow, that video was was pretty sexy.
Yeah. What do you call those guys?
Bullfighters?
No, yeah. there's a name for them. They have like a title.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
It's probably something Spanish.
Yeah. I don't know. Just probably why I can't remember it. No,
you want to keep going?
No, I can't think of. You know what? Find it.
I will.
That's kind of the way I feel about the Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone Aerosmith one. That was just one of the first ones.
Ooh, good.
But yeah, it is a really hot video.
Really,
I can't
really
say
sexy
it's my
one. Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler. Video. Although later on, finding out that Liv Tyler was Steven Tyler's daughter made that just slightly not quite as sexy because...
Why? She's beautiful.
Yeah, but it just seemed weird that he chose his daughter
to...
Well, it just kind of makes you, somewhere in the back of your mind, sort of step one foot into the realm of incest, and it kind of turns you off because you're like, dude, this is...
He's okay with his daughter.
This is this guy's daughter, and he's cool with her, like... dancing around like a sexy biatch.
Yeah, he didn't meet her until she was like older, though.
A matador. Thank you. Yeah. It's a matador.
I think she was already like a teenager before she like met him.
Oh, really?
She's probably
Liv Tyler is.
How do you have a dad as famous as Steve Tyler and not
because
meet him until you're in your mid-teens?
Didn't she not even know?
Yeah,
that
her
that
mom
was
wouldn't tell her who her father
really?
Was. She would like
talk about the happiest day of your life. Guess what? You're rich as fuck.
You know what's weird though? It's weird that she didn't get up every morning and go in to brush her teeth.
Yeah.
And be like, fucking hell if I don't look like Steven Tyler.
I mean, every morning you brush your teeth. Jeez, I look like Steven Tyler.
She looks so much like Steven Tyler that I get confused when I'm aroused by her. I mean, she's so beautiful.
She is.
But when you look at her,
you're,
it's a constant battle in your mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a constant battle.
Am I really getting turned on by Steve Taylor?
And try not to think, right down. You know, like it completely invades this private moment you're having with Liv Tyler with her dad.
Yeah.
You know? Who's a repulsive person. I mean, well, let's just put it out there. Steven Tyler is disgusting.
He's getting
old
and
so kind of
lips
crickety.
Unnatural.
It doesn't even matter about his lips or his
elderliness. He was just in the news,
elderliness.
Too. He fell and broke something.
I saw that. Did he break his hip? Dance off the stage or something?
No.
He fell over. You know what? I don't wish him ill, but I do wish he would disappear, because I don't like...
Just take your money and live in happiness and be quiet.
Just
give us your daughter.
If you're gonna be a rock star, this is my point, okay? I have a mandate for rock stars. If you're gonna be a rock star, and you're gonna get old, you're not gonna be classy and fucking go out like Jimi Hendrix or Kurt Cobain.
That's classy.
That's classy. That's when you're gonna get. That's when you go out, so that everybody can remember you well. But if you're gonna be, you know, Steven Tyler, or fucking Mick Jagger,
or Gene Simmons,
you know what, guys? Let's take a page from the book of Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Let's grow old with a little dignity. Let's grow old with a
Except
little
for
grace.
His messy divorce and the
you
news.
Can, yeah, but that's not even, like, you. It doesn't even matter what happened there. You just look at that
psycho.
And you're like, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Why? What happened? Doesn't matter. Fucking Paul McCartney. She's a bitch. You know what I mean? Because Paul McCartney has class. He has dignity. He's grown old with a degree of awareness about his
music,
situation.
But he's not trying to shove it in people's faces.
Yes, exactly. And then you've got Steven Tyler... Or Mick Jagger, who are up there fucking licking the microphone and grinding their
wrinkly balls into the
petrified pelvis against their microphone stand and making eyes at people in the crowd, and it's like, dude, not only are you not 19 anymore, you're not 59 anymore. You're grossing everybody out. You know, it's not cool.
There's old women going, oh, that's just wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone from the point of being like, wow, look at the old rock, to just being like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Your grandkids are watching this.
You know? Yeah.
Don't, come on. What? Oh, that you're touching yourself. Stop it.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, just, if you're going to be an old rock star, do it right. You know? I mean, I don't know. Those guys just disgust me.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta know when to fade away.
Yeah, better off to burn out
than to fade away.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. We've gone almost an hour. We haven't even talked about movies at all.
We mentioned a couple movies, but we haven't gotten into the meat of it. So yeah. We've kind of just talked about top celebrity news.
And I've got shit I want to talk about for movies. Right?
Yeah.
So I got a whole bank.
We better save that for episode 2.
Yeah, why don't we wrap this up here since Arthur and I are both about to pee all over ourselves.
Oh, I have to go so bad, too.
So that's the three of us.
We're about to have a peeing party.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Right in James Cameron's basement.
Right. Poor James Cameron. He doesn't even know we're here. Okay, so we're all going to go urinate. And I hope everybody dug it. I hope this was enough to make you say, I want to come back for episode 2, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have even better and more insulting opinions about...
Folks, it's only going to get worse.
It's going to be awesome. Totally check us out again. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Panic, and we will see you all again on episode 2. I am Harold Mitch Mitchell.
Nicole James.
And I'm Arthur Sprinkle.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Later.
Peace.